Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
It's been a bit of a different sounding show than last one, which we recorded in a car.
We are not in a car.
We're back in our echoey, crappy room, as we have been.
Fucking fix it then.
I can't afford no foams for the balls and stuff.
Just get other foam.
But I don't want to make it gross, because you use this room too. For your hair stuff. I don't want your customers to look at like the shit that I put on the walls and go,
oh yeah, I forgot you're not handy and you make everything look like shit.
Yeah, you know, like, you know how.
What am I thinking?
Because you know the way that I put things together. And I admit it, I'm not.
Yeah, you probably Gorilla Glue a whole bunch of foam to the walls.
Yep, and forsake our damaged deposit in the process. Just as I rip it off the walls. Whoops. But, I don't know. It's back in the room. It's good. It's a bit better than recording in a car. I don't know what I think about that. You know, it seemed like a handy idea at the time. But I'm kind of curious to see what our...
What? You don't like it?
It's different. And you know how I am with different things, right? I'm a creature of routine. I like to do the things the same way, all the time. You switch things up, I get weird. I get squirrely, if you will. I don't like.
That's a good explanation. Squirrely.
I think,
I can totally picture you with a tail, too.
I'm a big, squirrel thing. We have a website.
You also like eating nuts.
Oh, so good. So good.
You kind of like to munch on things like squirrels do.
Oh, didn't you say I graze? Wasn't that the,
Yeah, but that's what cows do.
Okay, well, I do that, too.
Yeah, no, I liked doing it in the car. I really enjoyed the ride, the drive, while we were talking like that. And, I don't know, like maybe you're just a little bit of a perfectionist when it comes to the sound, where you don't like it if it's not perfect.
No, I think the thing for me, the reason I found it weird is because I was constantly passing the mic back and forth in order to make it sound good, right? And that really made for like a weird conversation, like bah, 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 pass mic, and you go because that's how you talk, bah, 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 bah. And I pass mic back, and I go.
I didn't have a problem with it.
Okay,
well. I didn't have a problem with it at all. I thought it was fun. I think we should go out and do it. In various locations all the time.
We'll
just
go
to make
on,
Eric extra squirrely.
You should do like
start
a
start feeding you sedatives before we go out
what
and
if
do
we
it.
Do it
I don't know, Rochelle, but the sound.
It's different.
I had the microphone. I don't know. It might be weird and crazy.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I do. We should go to like a squirrel sanctuary. Is there such things?
Like when you travel... Do you get constipated?
No, actually, I don't. Really? I have no.
You would think that would be a problem.
If there's one aspect of my personality is that I have no problems shitting where I need to shit. And you know, some people have a problem with bathrooms.
Even though it's like it might be different or a different time or something.
No,
like,
I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
As long as the bathroom's clean, it's all good. But moving along. We got a voicemail, Shane, who's been on our show several times, sent in a voicemail. Actually, I haven't had to listen to this. But
you touch your nose so many times. Why do you do that? Is that your signal of, like, go? Like, ready to go?
With a
Every
nose?
Time you touch your nose, you're like, go! I'm ready to go.
With a nose as large as mine, it has a lot of surface area to be itchy, so... That's the thing. That's what I do, right? Look at this. Oh, I'm touching my nose. Oh,
people are going to think you're a cokehead.
Well, they can test me. I'm totally non-coke person. Test
hey,
all.
I want to hear the voicemail.
Yeah, so he sent this in last night. I'm hoping to get him in pretty quick because he is usually out of town, but he's coming into town, and I want to get him on a show.
You know what we should do like what? Throughout this whole show?
What?
Is nitpick on you. Wouldn't that be fun?
I thought you'd do that like every show, though. That's like another.
Extra more.
Well, step it up, Rochelle. You're
got crazy eyebrows.
Duh.
What the fuck?
Tell me something I don't know. Tell me something new. I know. I have to deal with these fucking monsters.
Your right? eyes are the color of shit.
Yeah, that's why they call me Shit Eyes. That's my nickname. Eric Shit Eyes Skilling. It's true. It's a fact. Okay, what else you got? Yeah, that's right. I take it all away from you. I disarm you by owning up all my deficiencies. Let's see. What else can I say? I'll give you the whole show to think about it. And I'll acknowledge every part of it, because I have no problems about that.
Anyway, about what? What are you talking about?
Well, you shitting all over me. For fun.
That time you touched your face instead of your nose.
I touched my face. All right. Here's a voicemail from Shane. Let's hear it. Let's see what it says.
It's another long drive, another long day. End up in a shithole, fucking bumfuck nowhere town. I'm burned right out. I know I'm tired, but I just can't seem to unwind or shut down my mind. I need to get out of this funk. And then I smile, because it hits me like a junkie's last hit. Those three little words. Tip, tap, tip. Fuck, I love that show.
Oh, there's an endorsement if you've ever heard one, right?
It sounded like...
Are you doing okay, buddy?
It sounded like, at first I'm like, is he singing, like, words of a song or something?
He's just feeling it.
No, because he was rhyming and stuff. That was so clever. Like, and that's what happens in songs.
Mm-hmm. It was cute,
yeah. Thank you, Shane. The junkie's last hit.
Well...
Tip, tap, tip. What rhymes with tip, tap, tip? Junkie's last hit.
Night. There we go. I'll make a thing out of that.
That's cute.
What else we got? Eurovision's still going on. Still the best podcast in Calgary.
All the usual shit.
I'm not going to harp on that. You know, you've heard me say that enough. I've got a few stories. We're going to get right into that because that's what we do. It's a story about a young mother who did things to her child, which are not good. A mother is in jail after a video surfaced of her allegedly letting her 22-month-old son smoke marijuana from a bong.
What?
A 22-month-old child smoking marijuana from a bong. Rochelle Bratton, no.
That's not me.
No, that's not your last name. And you're also not 24. Was arrested when police anti-crime team went to check on the boy's welfare and found 40 marijuana plants in the home. Probably raised a red flag there. The mother now faces charges of manufacture of marijuana and delivery of a controlled substance to a minor. The woman, who in the video appears to laugh while the toddler leans over the bong, allegedly said she felt horrible about the incident. I guess it was a joke and a stupid mistake that wasn't really funny, she told police.
Because she was high.
Because she was high. The 22-month-old, along with her 5-year-old child, are now in protective services, obviously. So, any new parents out there, take this from Tip Tap Tip. First step in raising a good child,
when their brain cells are forming.
Usually at the age of 22 months, what you don't want to do, and take it from us, we stand 100% behind this, do not get your 22-month-old child to smoke pot out of the bong, right?
Or anyway, right?
You know,
Even if you're, like, really fucked up, why would you think that that would be a good idea? That is the stupidest thing ever.
You know, we should, you know...
Plus, how is it possible that a 22-month-old is going to figure out how to smoke up?
He learned it by watching Mom. Mommy!
Yeah, probably.
Mommy, can I have funny smoke stuff?
Me too.
Okay, buddy. That's my bong sound. I'm sorry. It's just like
that's good. How do you know what that sounds like, Eric?
I don't know. I read it on the internet. I heard it on the internet.
Yeah.
We should write a book about how to be good parents, and that would be one of the chapters. don't give your child, your infant child, your toddler child, drugs.
What would be another chapter?
Don't.
Or not chapter, but.
If they're not tall enough to reach the handle of the lawnmower, they should not be pushing it around when it's on. I think we're onto something. I think we should do this. Because some people may not know. They go, really? I thought it was totally good for like my 14-month-old like child to like use the running lawnmower to teach him how to walk more steady. No. Don't do it. We're experts.
I don't understand where you came up with a lawnmower, because we don't even have a lawnmower.
No, we don't. We have a shitty push mower.
Even those, though, those have sharp blades.
When they get going, they get pretty sharp. Don't stick your little baby fingers under there. Chapter 3.
Don't let your baby get stuck underneath the couch.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
We got to work on this. I think we're onto something. I think we could really, because there's a lot of safety lessons that need to be learned. Yeah, bleach is not juice.
Yeah, and beer is not apple juice.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, we'll put that on the back burner, and maybe in about 6 months or so, you'll see that in your.
Ice cream is not a part of the group of dairy products that are good for a baby.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you know that? Didn't you know that?
There's too many baby books out there. I don't really want to write one.
But we could write the one that will make us millionaires.
Probably not. We'll write it and then we'll get arrested. Where did you come up with these ideas? These are awful.
I just am thinking about the safety. I'm just thinking about the safety and well-being of children, and all these ideas came into my head when I was thinking about it, and how I'd be very sad if my child ever went on the lawnmower and stuff. That's what I'm thinking.
Anyway.
This is a post from Craigslist. Our own Craigslist in Calgary. We like to talk about the missed connection section. It's a section where people who see people, you see someone across the room, you go, wow, that person's pretty cool.
And you're like, I totally want to connect with them. And then you become shy, or else that person walks away and the opportunity was missed.
And then the next day you're going, wow, I wish I would have made the move or said hi or something.
And then the next time when you're touching yourself, you're like, well, that person, I'm thinking about that person. And then you wanted to find them.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
Yeah. Said things.
Oh, that was dirty.
Yeah. You said
things. Shouldn't talk dirty, should I?
No.
this is like, what?
This particular post is called, saw you on Crowfoot train wearing a funny blue toque with eyeballs, LOL. It goes like this. It was Sunday, St. Patty's Day, about, between 3:30 and 4 p.m. I got on a C train and at Southland Station heading northwest, I noticed a guy with two of his buddies, and he was wearing a funny looking, but cute, blue toque with eyeballs on it. Looked like Angry Birds, LOL. That part's in brackets. We kept making eye contact and staring at each other. People and their fucking spelling.
Yeah, don't they have auto spell check correct?
Yeah, they should be auto stupid correct.
How is staring spelled?
S-T-A-R-I-N-G. One R, not two R's.
Oh.
Staring at each other and then T-H-A-N both got off the train at downtown. I've never before gotten butterflies and crazy weird feelings just from staring at someone, but I am in search of you. If you're out there, mystery man, you made my heart melt at first glance. And here's a picture of the young lady. You spotted the man in the blue Angry Birds toque. Can't really tell from my shitty printer, but Rochelle's having a look. Just looks like a young lady. Saw a dude in a funny toque and said, hey, there is my soulmate. There's the person I could see spending my entire life with Mr. Funny Bluetooth guy on the train. So, hopefully.
I wonder how old she is. She looks pretty
young. She looks youngish.
Yeah.
You know, the type of age where if you're...
And so it's kind of like Cinderella, right? Like, he's got to have that toque. And if he talks to her and he's the dude that doesn't have the toque, she's going to know.
If you cannot produce the toque, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because where are you going to find a toque that's blue with
eyeballs? That's a very distinctive toque, and it caught her eye. And if you can't, you know, if you're thinking you're going to pull one over on this young lady,
you have the fucking toque. Because she put a picture up, and she's cute, so maybe she would get responses where it's not really the guy.
So, get your shit together, guy. A nice young lady who's think about things and stuff, right?
And, like, what I said before, that was dirty. Like, I'm not insinuating that. It was a joke, right?
Yeah, Rochelle's good at jokes.
A dirty joke.
At dirty jokes and stuff.
I feel bad doing a dirty joke when I'm a mom.
That's right.
I got it because now he's older and he's going to know what I'm saying sometimes.
We gotta really watch our
language. That's like, that scares me because we say a lot of stuff that's not good.
We are.
Especially on our show. What if he listens to our show and then he's like, you guys say fuck.
What does that mean? We're going to have to clean up our act pretty quick.
That's not truck. That starts with a different letter.
I said truck, kid. Yeah, that's what I said. Speaking of dirty, an American history textbook used by some schools in Louisiana has caused a bit of a stir over passages describing 1960s counterculture. America, Land I Love, that's the title of the book, teaches 8th graders that during the 1960s, many young people turned to drugs and immoral lifestyles. These youth became known as hippies. They went without bathing, wore dirty, ragged, unconventional clothing, and deliberately broke all codes of politeness and manners. Many of the rock musicians who they followed belonged to Eastern religious cults and practiced Satan worship. This is only the latest outcry over textbooks used in certain Louisiana schools. Other textbooks claim that the majority of slave owners treated their slaves well, and dinosaurs and humans were definitely on the earth at the same time and may have even lived side by side within the past few thousand years. So it's nice to know that the youth of Louisiana are growing up and learning very important lessons about those dirty fucking hippies. And how they
were. Yeah, it makes them sound so bad.
It does.
Holy cow. Like, and it makes it sound like everybody, like the 1960s was like.
Pretty awful.
Yeah.
I ran this by the one hippie that I know, Scarborough Dude, who runs a podcast called Dixon Janes. I said, was it true that hippies were dirty and worshiped Satan? And then
it doesn't say that they worship Satan.
Oh, no, they followed people who worship Satan in Eastern religious cults. So, you know who I found out was recently a Satanist? And this is a fact. This is a definite 100% verified fact. You know who's a Satanist? Sammy Davis Jr. Absolutely true. Yeah, like, I'm not joking. He actually was. He during the 1960s, he got involved with the Church of Satan run by...
There's for real a Church of Satan?
You've never heard about this?
No, I always thought that, like, Satan worshipping was just... I don't know. I thought it was made up.
No, there's an actual Church of Satan and...
Like, for movies.
No,
like... And for Christian people to say to you...
No, it's like a for real. It's a for real. It's a for real thing. It was run by this gentleman, Anton LaVey. He's like this big, imposing, bald dude with a goatee. During the 1960s, Sammy Davis Jr. got mixed up in that group. Even actually, this is funny.
Why do you say mixed up? Why is it? Because maybe it's not that bad. Okay, mate.
We'll just not talk about where we were this morning. But
do they drink blood and stuff?
I don't know. You know, because I really.
I don't know anything about it. I'm just picturing what they do in movies. And that Anton LaVey guy, does he look like the V for Vendetta guy with a pointy goatee?
He looks like I'm just going to bring this up.
Like an evil magician with a cape?
He looks like he definitely 100% should be the
leader of the Satan people.
Yeah, like he's like, oh, you look at him and go, yep, there's a Satanist.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I've seen pictures of him.
Yep. He definitely looks like he's not to be messed around with, right?
So. Oh, that's such a good smirk on his face. He's like, yeah, fuck you. Like, just with his eye closing, he's one just eye like, closing. Mm. No, it's like, it's not, mm. It's like, grr. Grr.
Grr.
Like, fuck you. Fuck, go to hell.
Is it?
See you in hell.
Yeah, if anybody looked like, you know.
If Satan was like the South Park Satan.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of funny.
Well, he you know, makes jokes, cracks people up, but he's still Satan, right?
Yeah, like people are still burning around him and stuff.
Oh, yeah, there's all souls being tortured for eternity. You know, it's great. You know, it's not, let me rephrase that. You know,
yeah.
If you're on, you know.
Yeah, I just swallowed coffee grounds.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a fun person to hang out at a party, but, you know, you wouldn't want to be on his bad side or hang out in hell for the rest of your life.
What do you think would be, like, the worst, besides eternally burning, what would you think would be the worst form of torture in hell?
Well, didn't
if hell exists? Like, I'm saying all this hypothetically.
Well, didn't we go over this conversation? Like
In
the car. Okay, well, I'll relate that back to our audience. I think, and Rochelle, cover yours because you heard this and it's gross. I think the worst way to die, and you know,
No, it's not dying, it's torturing. Like what you're talking about is torture. And then eventually you die.
Okay, well.
But dying is like, you know, getting shot in the head, then you're dead. That's not
torture. No, torture, like a long, torturous death.
Yeah.
Like the one, like, and the medieval people were really creative when it came to, like, torturing people to death. The one that would be the worst would be being impaled, where they stick a sharp pole starting up at your ass and let gravity do the work and let this sharpened pole just work its way through your whole body. And you just kind of hang out and die. Not cool.
Like, how long does that take?
I don't know. I don't want to find out. Let's move on to a more light-hearted material.
You know what I think would also really suck?
What?
I mean, that would obviously be really, really, really way, 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 way worse.
Mm-hmm.
But to have something irritating happening to you. You know, like when you have like a piece of popcorn stuck in the back of your throat,
mm-hmm.
and you just have that always.
Oh, that's worst. That is the worst.
Like, that's not as bad as getting impaled, but it's irritating as fuck.
Have you ever heard of, right? Like Chinese water torture?
Isn't that what the American... Oh.
No. No, that's different. It's not what you're
saying. No, but the Americans got accused of doing water torture,
It's waterboarding, which is a different type of thing. But with Chinese water torture, it's a very slow, very bad way to die. Basically, they tie you down on, I don't know, wherever, right? And what they do is they have, like, I guess a spout or something, and all it does is drop. Now, this takes a very long time, right? Because...
Okay, so when you're saying drop, you're doing like a drop on your forehead.
Yeah, a drop water dropping on your forehead, right? It doesn't sound like much, right? But you do that for... And this takes a long time, for weeks. Eventually, you know, water, it starts wearing away at you a little bit by a little bit. Like, you know, I don't know.
Like the Grand Canyon?
Yeah. I don't
know. But on your forehead?
Yeah.
What?
Could you imagine? That would just drive you nuts.
So eventually...
Eventually it just kind of...
Like you have a hole in your head?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know if this is actual fact, but I heard about this somewhere, so...
I didn't think that... I don't know if that's possible.
Because, first of all, it seems inefficient. So maybe these...
There's got to be... Maybe they put a hole in your head first.
Maybe.
And then put water in it. And then, like, you got to get it started.
Yeah, because that's, you know... You'd be months, right? Before anything happens, right?
Yeah.
Let's make this a little bit more lighthearted.
I would hate to be stretched, too. I always see that stretching machine, and that just fucks and freaks me out. Like, slowly stretched until your limbs just pop out. Fuck. Like, that's so gross. Why did people do that shit?
They were really sadistic motherfuckers back in so medieval times.
Gross.
The pear. Oh, don't even get me started about that fucking thing, man.
Oh, yeah, I heard about the...
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that. You look it up. Go pair medieval torture and then pair to just, like, barf. Let's move on to...
What's with the asshole? Like, why are people... why are they always trying to do something with your ass?
I don't know. They're just fucking...
so mean.
They're just jerks.
They did it with vaginas, too.
Oh, I would imagine. Yeah.
It's like, it's better to be born without any holes in your body so they can't.
Exactly. Lululemon, manufacturer of yoga clothing, right, announced it was pulling back its popular black Luon yoga pants. Are you familiar with that particular line of clothing?
No.
Announced it was pulling back its popular black Luon yoga pants from store shelves because the material used to make them was too sheer, showing off too much of the customer's assets.
Oh.
It's a manufacturing defect. The pants have also been yanked from the showrooms and the company website. The athletic clothing retailer, which has a devoted following, said it is working with its supplier and other manufacturers to replace the fabric and replenish the inventory as quickly as possible. The ingredients, this is what they have to say, the ingredients, weight, and longevity qualities of the pants remain the same, but the coverage does not, resulting in a level of sheerness in some of our women's black Luon bottoms that falls short of our very high standards, the company said in a statement. The affected merchandise represents approximately 17% of all women's long and cropped bottoms available in their stores, and they warn that the recall will result in a shortage of certain tighter styles. First of all, I don't know what jerk had to blow the whistle on this, but thanks for ruining it for men everywhere. Like, you could have shut up. You could have just kept quiet about it, and it would have been great. But you just had, somebody had to pipe up and said, yeah, it's a little bit too see-through. Thanks. Thanks for nothing, jerk.
I don't think it was a guy. It was probably a woman.
Well, whoever did, it's a jerk. And I you know, they should learn to shut the hell up, you know, because there's a good opportunity to see lots of women's asses, and somebody just had to blow the fucking whistle.
Is that why you go to the gym?
No, actually, no. I do not do that.
Whatever.
Because when I go to the gym, and I was telling this...
you go there when all the old people are there.
when all the retirees are there, so like...
So what happens if, like, one of those, like... Those older men bought a pair of the Lululemon pants.
It's not the same seeing a retired Italian dude, a retired Chinese dude in tight Lululemon pants as there is like a younger one.
I don't know why it's not the same. It's just...
It just doesn't turn that particular crank. You know, I'm sorry.
Hairy balls or little bum?
Not doing it for me. But whoever had to blow the whistle on this Lululemon stuff, I can't. Why? Why would you do that? Why?
Why would anybody buy the pants if they were see through? Like, why would you try the pants on and then be like, "It's a little bit see through, but who cares?"
All right, well, there you go. You happy person? If you have a story, a topic idea, stuff like that, anything you'd like to share, send it to us, info@tiptaptip.com. That's our email address, where you send the things and junk. We like stuff, and that's
our voicemails.
The voicemail, yeah. Like, I mean, for instance, Shane sent us a voicemail. What he did was dial the following number, 310-584-7827. That number is available on our website. It's also very easy to remember if you just go 310-5-TIP-TAP. You can leave us a voicemail, tell us how much you like us, tell us anything you'd like. You hate us, improvements, stories, funny things. Fart for a minute. I don't care. I'll probably put it on the show anyways.
Ew, gross. Okay. Well, I guess you can't smell the fart, though.
I can't smell it. It will sound...
I'd rather have a, like, someone burp. Like, I think burping's okay. Mm-hmm. Especially if you can say something while you're burping. That's kind of funny.
You know what fun fact I learned yesterday? And we're not playing facts. This is just something I'm bringing up sort of arbitrarily. And out of the blue, that Kenny G, popular jazz musician...
Not Michael Bolton.
Not Michael Bolton.
Kind of looks like Michael Bolton a little bit, because they have, both have, used to have long curly hair.
Kenny G still is rocking the long curly hair.
Yeah, but not Michael Bolton.
Not Michael Bolton. Kenny G has the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest sustained note on a audio recording.
What does he play again?
Is it saxophone? Clarinet, yeah. And that he sustained a note for 46.
He makes the clarinet so sexy.
Sexy. He sustained a single note for 46 minutes.
I don't know. I think there's something just about long, curly hair that's just so
apparently
hot.
Rochelle gives no fucks about that. Amazing fact I just told you. Like, whatever.
Clarinet is not cool, though. Like, it's... I don't know. There's just... It's just not... You know? Like, why doesn't he play saxophone? Saxophone's cool. I should get a saxophone. I could rock that.
Okay, that's my saxophone impression. You're welcome.
You kind of like went into trumpet after a while, I think.
I'm a master impressionist. I just did the impression of a saxophone, which morphed into a trumpet.
I tried playing the French horn one time, and it's really hard.
It's the big one, right? That.
Yeah, the big curvy one.
Yeah.
Just because it looks so cool. But it only has three buttons. Like, what the fuck?
Buttons. Or the thing. I don't know what they're called.
Buttons.
Is that the actual terminology for
them? Well, no, but you press them, right? Okay. Like a keys, I guess, would be the right terminology.
Okay.
Do we have Eurovision stuff? It looks like there's tons on there, but...
Well, the good thing is...
We played some of it in the car, didn't we?
We played some in the car, and we've now passed the deadline where all the countries who need to submit a song have had to submit a song, so everything we're playing from this point forward, it's all we're ever going to play until next year. So we're not... Obviously, we're not going to get into all of it this particular show, but we'll do that. That's not Eurovision stuff. That's just something else.
You know what I...
What?
Oh, I had this song stuck in my head. Oh, yeah. Puppies, 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 puppies.
Where did you hear that from?
Puppies, puppies, puppies. From This American Life podcast. And he was talking about this guy who invented the puppy channel in 1995, but nobody would put it up. And now he has the puppy channel website, and you can just go there and just watch puppies.
Hmm.
I thought it would be really awesome, but he didn't really have very much content.
You went to the website?
Yeah.
Was it like
puppy? And I wanted to listen to the puppy song, and that puppy song wasn't on it.
Bullshit.
I know. What the fuck, right?
Yeah. Actually, let's get into this before we'll get into Eurovision stuff. This was sent in to us a couple weeks ago by Kelvin. He sends us lots of stuff, and we appreciate it. And this is about a waitress who...
We should just have, like, Calvin time, and then just do the Calvin stories.
That'd be, like, most of the show, because he sends us so much stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know what? I'll just play this clip.
How are you guys doing?
At first, they looked like any other customers.
Four people come in, walk in, sit down.
Rihanna pretty soon learned... who they really were.
They start ordering drinks. This girl hands me my ID as a fake ID.
It had been a rough couple of weeks for Pretty.
So my wallet was stolen.
Stolen during a night out. They took her cash, credit cards, and worst of all, her driver's license.
Oh, it was a pain in the butt.
Someone was using her identity, writing hundreds of dollars in bad checks.
My ID? You give me my ID?
Now that someone was sitting in her section.
But I didn't say anything. I handed it back to her. I said, sure, I'll be right back with your margarita. Went straight to the phone, called the cops.
Pretty pretended nothing was wrong.
You know, I put on my server smile and tried to take care of him, but I was shaking like crazy.
Lakewood police arrived in minutes.
A shot in a million.
Police spokesman Steve Davis cannot release the name of the woman they arrested.
Dumb criminal, that's the first one that comes to mind.
He says the investigation is ongoing.
We found some narcotics and stuff in this woman's possession. So.
No. No way.
Narcotics.
She's in quite a bit of hot water.
And get this, she's 26, more than old enough to buy a drink with her own ID.
You don't hand somebody their own ID as a fake.
Pretty has her license again.
Crazy. Unbelievable, what?
She also has quite a story for her customers.
I am the 0.00001% that happens to.
So there you go.
That would be so crazy.
What would you do? So you're a waitress and you're
well, I don't know, it'd be hard to keep a straight face.
I think she did the right thing. She's just like, oh yeah, I'll put on my server smile and
She's smart. I'm not really smart like that. I would probably I don't know.
So this is a lesson to thieves. If you're going to use somebody's ID, make sure that it's not in the CD from where the ID is. Yeah. So if you're going to steal somebody's ID, go to a different city.
Yeah. That would make sense.
Maybe I should write a book about
it. You're really smart.
Yeah, but I'm smart because I don't actually do these gross criminal acts and stuff.
Narcotics is just a big word for all sorts of drugs, right?
Yeah, basically. They just say drugs, but they say narcotics because it's fancier sounding. Okay. Eurovision haters, time to tune out. Eurovision lovers, tune in especially. We're running the last of the list, which are the last ones are here. So let's start with... Actually, no. Rochelle, why don't you pick one and we'll go from there.
I like that game where I get to pick one.
Sure.
Azerbaijan. Because I'm going to suggest that one because Shane is the biggest fan of Azerbaijan, not for the music, but for the lovely ladies.
Well, he's going to be disappointed this time because it's not a lady. So.
Oh.
It's a gentleman called Farid Mamadov. A song called Hold Me.
He probably will still cheer
for
the country.
He's a very pretty man.
No, Shane always cheers for Azerbaijan.
Well, especially when there's a very hot woman singing the song. Anyways, Farid Mamadov, Hold Me. Burp, burp, burp.
She'll have seen it coming when I saw you. She'll have had the sense to stop and walk away. It was gonna turn out complicated. We've hit our load, about to explode. If love was a mountain, I'd climb up to the highest of them all. I'd swim across the ocean if you'd come. I'm lost in your smile, free falling from my. Let's find the strength to
This song has to be like top five, guaranteed.
Holy cow, that guy's hot.
What's with Azerbaijan?
Azerbaijan, it's like everybody there is hot.
They're making like the best looking people.
They are. Like he's, yeah, he's good. And he's a good singer too. The song is actually really good.
The song, I know the song is going to do really well. It's one of those songs.
That'd be crazy if Azerbaijan won twice.
They might take
it. Is that possible?
Yeah, countries have done that before. Like they
that would be crazy.
Song like this is going to take them right to the top, guaranteed. Yeah. It's the kind of song where like all of Europe kind of gets it, and they go, "Okay, this is something I, you know, like."
Well, it's good, and it's like.
It's like,
you know, you can probably remember the words after listening to it once.
Mm-hmm. So.
And it's not too weird. No. Like the Bulgaria song. What the fuck?
I really want Bulgaria to do well one of these years.
one of these years.
But, and I'm like, because I'm like, come on, guys, don't fuck it up this year. And then every year they just like throw some weird shit, man.
Yeah, I was really impressed. Like, I thought it was going to be something super cheesy, this Azerbaijan one. But
no,
yeah,
but they did really good.
I like it.
So
far, I think it's Azerbaijan and Holland. Those are my two top favorites right now.
This next song, San Marino, which is very...
And then I think it might have been Sweden, the one where the guy kind of looked like a Viking, but he was wearing a suit.
Oh, that was Iceland.
Iceland, okay.
I didn't really like the song too much. It was like, it was okay.
I did, but he's got to wear a Viking outfit.
Yeah, I know. Like, come on. Like, you have the long blonde hair and like the beard.
And you're from Iceland.
Own it.
You said Iceland, right?
Iceland, yeah.
Okay.
This song is from San Marino, a very tiny country surrounded on all sides by Italy. A song called...
it's like the size of a city.
It's really tiny. Valentina Moneta, who, if you remember last year, also sang for San Marino. She sang that sort of Facebook-type song.
I didn't like it. You liked it.
I liked it. I thought it was good. But,
you sound like a commercial to me.
But here she is again.
Networking.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It is really weird because she was, at the time, she's in her mid-30s and she's dressing like a fucking teenager singing about Facebook.
Yeah, laying on her bed.
This song is a little bit more appropriate for her and her... you know, she has a good voice, and you'll see in this song called Chrysalid. It's anyways, Valentina Moneta for San Marino.
Dentro me
crucial. Just wow. Just kind of stunned by that.
That was intense.
That is the same singer as last year, if you can believe that.
Same thing. This one's way better.
Way better.
Way better. This is, she's, because she's belting it. I don't remember her belting it like
no,
that.
No, they told, like, the she's, because she's a good singer. She's a jazz singer, but then they stuck her with this dumb fucking song last year, and it's like.
Yeah, that was a dumb
song. Anybody could have sung that, right?
Yeah.
But, like, okay, she can actually.
Yeah, last year was like a stupid pop song. This is like.
It's like this jazz disco awesome. Ballad.
I really thing. Liked it.
Yeah. It was an interesting video as well, too.
Seems like all the good ones come out at the very end, hey?
Yeah, definitely. Because there's a while.
So I don't remember there being. I guess it's been a while since we listened to the ones that first came out, but I don't remember any of them blowing me away right away.
Yeah. Let's have a little break from.
I want to listen to one more, please.
Okay.
You always want to do a break. I don't know why. Let's do Israel, because last year Israel's was really good.
I've not heard this song, but...
what was last year's?
It was that band. That
you loved Israel. You thought Israel was going to win.
I thought it was really good. And let's see what they have this year. I've actually haven't heard this song yet. So this is going to be a first time for both Rochelle and I. The singer is Moran Mazur, and the song is called Rak Bishvilo. Let's have a listen. Israel's entry, Moran Mazur, a song called Only for Him, or an Israeli. I'm sorry, let me just say this, and this is nothing against.
Oh, you're so mad.
No, I'm not. This is nothing against certain countries, but I'm just saying, and this is a completely, like, you know, objective observation. There's certain languages, and this is no judgment against the country themselves, that sound. that lend themselves better to song. French is a nice language. I don't speak the French. Don't particularly like the French.
Eric, have you ever even like met a French person?
I know.
Like a real French person? No, seriously, have you ever met one or talked to one?
I have met several French people.
I met a French artist and he came up and just started talking to me and he was very nice and he started talking to me about how wine and cigarettes in France is cheaper and how
Parisians, let me be more specific.
I don't know. I've never been to Paris before either.
From what I've watched on movies and television, they all seem like
dates. Well, you come on. You can't base your judgment on that.
But the language sounds lovely in song. All right?
Okay, I understand what you're saying with that part, but your other point is stupid.
But there's certain languages which sound great in song. French is one of them. It sounds lovely.
That's like saying that all Canadians are way too polite and they say sorry too much.
We do, and actually it's funny because...
No, I refuse. I stopped saying sorry to people because you catch yourself saying it all the time. Even when it's not even appropriate, people say it to you. Like, they like kind of bump you a little bit and they're like, oh, sorry. And it's like, actually, I'm the one that walked into you.
Yeah, that
happened. And then they apologize to you. Like, what the fuck?
It's just a very Canadian thing. But anyways.
No, it's not Canadian. It's Canadian because someone else said that it's Canadian. And so now everybody thinks it's Canadian, but it's not. Part of our country.
Anyways, back to Israel and their entry.
So my point is that it's a stupid stereotype.
What?
Saying that Paris people are mean. Or rude, or whatever you're saying.
They're rude.
You've never even been to the country. You can't fucking say something like that. Unless you've been there.
Okay.
Okay?
I take it all back. I take it all back.
Don't be a dick.
I'm not. I'm sorry, French people. I was wrong. I'm a piece of shit.
No, you just...
Sorry. See what I did? See what I did? Anyways, Morin Mazur, song called...
You were just staring at her cleavage.
Oh, I couldn't help it. She's all woman. Woman. Like, she's just like this lovely, womanly...
Shut up.
And I could not... Like, I was just like... Song... Herself? Okay. I'm on board. 12 points from Eric. Man, because... She's very womanly.
She's wearing a very tight dress, and she's very
womanly.
Yeah,
not girly, like beautiful, but just like. All right, so go Israel.
It's okay. I'll stare at the Azerbaijan guy. You stare at the Israeli woman.
That's a great thing about Eurovision. There's something for everybody. But that being said, we're running up on the hour here, so let's just finish up our show. Because there's lots of stuff to talk about on our next show, right? Unless you want to go one more.
No, there's never anything to talk about.
Unless Rochelle makes the call and say one more song, Eric.
Eric, but you always want to do that.
What?
If it were up to you, we'd do like an hour and a half show.
No, I'm fine.
And then when I say that, you're like, oh, Rochelle, that's a really good idea. We should do an hour and a half show now. You're so smart.
I'm totally fine. Like stopping right now, so. So, what do you figure?
Eric, I don't even know how long our show is right now. I don't know how long we've been talking. I've got no clue
See these numbers here? The ones that are going up?
What does that mean?
That means 55 minutes so far.
I thought there were only 30 minutes in an hour.
Oh my goodness. Anyways, actually, I hear noises, so we're going to wrap this up. Okay.
Of our son waking up.
Yeah,
so to be a little bit more specific.
That's our clock. Anyways, thanks for listening to the show. Live from Not a Car this time around. If you like the show, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, etc. Tell them to listen to the show. Tell them
your
check it.
Your water bottle is so fucking gross. I can't believe you drink out of that thing.
Okay.
Have you ever cleaned it, like, ever since you bought it?
I'm sure I have once.
Yeah, you've had it for like 5 years.
Yeah, you know what? We're not like wrapping up the show or anything, right? We're just kind of talking.
I was just gonna drink out of it, and then I looked at it and puked in my mouth.
Okay, so we'll just talk about that for the last 2 minutes of the show. Is that fine with you?
My name's Rochelle. I'm going to go tend to our baby.
Okay, you do that.
Goodbye, Tip Tap Tippers. Oh!
I see what you did.
Fan club.
Okay. Well, Rochelle's taking care of the child. I'm going to say a few announcements. One of which is give us a good rating on iTunes. It helps. And especially give us a good review. Sometimes I'll check it. It might take a while, but I'll read it on this show eventually. What else we got? We're on Twitter and Facebook. I can be followed. Eric Tip Tap Tip. Very easy to remember. I say things, I do things. Our Facebook page is a great place to go and check out the videos that we talk about, like the Eurovision stuff, etc., etc. You know, I put stuff on there, sometimes special. What else we got? Spread the word, buy our stuff on our site. That's it. That's all I got. Anyways, thanks for listening. Thanks for reporting the show. We will catch you later. And stuff. Okay. Bye. Ciao.